breaking news on WTOP.
CBS News Special Report. The House January 6th panel takes a vote, and it's unanimous. Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney.
I move that the committee favorably report to the House the committee's report on a resolution recommending that the House of Representatives find Stephen K. Bannon in contempt of Congress.
Bannon has refused to comply with the committee's subpoena to testify and provide documents. Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson.
In the end, Steve Bannon could be charged with contempt of Congress and face 12 months in jail and a fine of up to $100,000.
CBS News political consultant Leonard Steinhorn adds,
this may be a time-consuming process, and Bannon's hope is that he can run out the clock and the Republicans gain control of the House in the midterm elections next year and close down the January 6th committee.
House Democratic leadership is planning a full House vote for Thursday. CBS News Special Report. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
And joining us live with more about this tonight, ABC News political director Rick Klein. Rick, we sort of got the nuts and bolts there, but what are your thoughts tonight as you heard these lawmakers speak before the vote?
I think this unusual primetime hearing had a particular message, and you heard it with Congresswoman Cheney directly addressing a Republican colleague, saying, you all know what happened on January 6th was an attack on democracy. You know that the former president is spreading lies, and this is corrosive to democracy. As direct a message as she could have for her colleagues. And I think it speaks to the broader mission that this committee sees. Getting Steve Bannon's testimony, of course, is critical, but maybe more important is the effort to keep this front and center, to continue to probe more details around what happened January 6th, and to keep the issue very much alive in the weeks and months to come.
With the understanding that anything can happen on Thursday with the full House vote, does it pass there too?
Almost certainly. I can't imagine that any Democrats oppose it, and we know at least two Republicans, the two Republicans on this committee, will support it. The question might be, are there other Republicans who decide to join them? Of course, there's only 10 Republicans who supported impeachment. That might be something of a ceiling. There's going to be heated rhetoric from Republicans who are calling this just a continuation of the Trump-era witch hunts, but this is almost certainly going to pass the House and then be passed over to the Justice Department about whether or how to pursue criminal contempt charges. That is something that happens extremely rarely in issues involving congressional subpoenas.
And as we heard in the special report, this could be tied up for a while, and that may be just what the Trump allies and Steve Bannon himself are hoping for.
That's precisely right. Look, the Democrats control the clock when it comes to the committee's work, but President Trump and his supporters control the clock when it comes to how and when and whether to cooperate. And they know from two impeachment trials how long things can take and how much you can muck up the congressional work. So, yes, they can wait for a heck of a long time. And of course, we're only about 13 months away from the midterm elections when Republicans feel very good about their chances.
And another subject here. Very quickly, President Biden told Democrats during meetings today, private meetings, that now he's looking at like $1.75 trillion to $1.9 trillion for that social spending package, far less than what the progressives wanted, certainly. Where do you see all that going?
Yeah, this is the first time we've seen the White House put forward a number, at least in private conversations, below $2 trillion, far less than the $3.5 trillion that they started with, but much closer to the $1.5 trillion that Senator Joe Manchin has said he'd be comfortable with. So perhaps this was inevitable. Senator Manchin's been telling everyone his top lines on this for many, many months. But this is the first indication of significant movement by the White House. And if he can get progressives to go along with it, the chances of a deal, although a smaller deal, go up pretty significantly.
We really appreciate the update and the analysis, Rick. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, Dimitri. Thank you.
That is Rick Klein with ABC News, the political director there. As we did learn a little earlier in the evening, the January 6th Select Committee has voted to hold former presidential aide Steve Bannon in criminal contempt, and the full House will vote on Thursday.